You hear that shit? I don't know what the fuck that was. But this is Chris Johnson. Hold on, I gotta adjust my mic here. I think it's a little too high. There we go. Sometimes trying to adjust this fucking mic stand is like if you have, you know, like a fucking thing of orange juice. Actually, orange juice is a shitty example because in the fridge, the fucking orange juice has the, at least the orange juice in fucking Buffalo, they got that little fucking plastic flip top now. But anything that you got to twist, the twist top, apple juice has got a fucking twist top. You know, you fucking tighten that shit and you think, oh, it's not too tight. You just want it tight enough that it's not going to fucking fly off the cap in the fucking fridge when you go grab it, but not too tight that you can't fucking open it next time. But I always tighten it so tight that I can't fucking open it next time. Pickle jar and shit. Like, why is it so fucking tight? That's what adjusting this fucking mic stand is. I used to keep the mic stand just high all the fucking time, but I got like disc plates on my wall, which is like a fucking metal poster, and I gotta fucking lower this goddamn thing when I'm fucking rolling. I don't want to fucking messing with the view of my decorations. But anyway, now that that's taken care of, Chris Johnson here. Did I say my name? I don't fucking know. I want to talk to you about something that I know very little about: dating. I don't date. I don't online date. I don't fucking look for dates at bars. I don't fucking talk to friends about, like, hey man, you know any single people that are interested in the 40-year-old asshole that are kind of within my fucking age range? I don't want to go fucking too young or too old. You know, just close, relatively close. You know, within 8 years, maybe. I don't know. I don't have any fucking rules. I think daters got fucking rules. I don't have any fucking rules. But the one thing that interests me about dating now is there's been like a bunch of polls and shit over the last little while about like dating and politics. Now, I've done fucking podcasts before about these like assholes that can't get fucking dates and they blame it on politics, but it's just like, no, you're a far right-wing fascist douchebag asshole and nobody wants to fucking spend time around you. You know what I mean? But they like looked deeper. They looked deeper into like who would date like a member of the other political party and all that shit. And what they fucking found was is like 71% of young Democrats wouldn't go on a fucking date with somebody of the other party. It was only like 31% of Republicans, which doesn't fucking surprise me because Republicans are fucking stupid. They're like, hey man, look, I don't want gays to get married and I think trans parents should be thrown in fucking jail, but we can still fuck, right? We can still get a beer together. No, motherfucker, we can't. Eat shit. And there was like another poll where like it was from like NBC or some shit. I don't know if they did the fucking poll, but it's like 63% of Americans wouldn't date or marry a person who didn't specifically vote the same way they did in the 2020 election. Again, I'm fucking surprised it's so fucking low. 71% for like Democrats? Like, that's fucking low for my ass. 31% or 37, whatever the other one. That's insanity to me. But 63, I'm surprised it's so fucking low, dude. Listen, I'm not enrolled in any fucking political party, but I'm way more fucking to the left than I am to the right. I mean, it's not even fucking close. I'm probably a pretty left-wing fucking guy. I don't fucking go down the list and like label myself, but like I'm no fucking centrist. I think that's horse shit. I think a lot of people who are self-proclaimed centrists just don't want to fucking take positions on everything and they fall into this, hey, both sides bullshit. I mean, maybe you do have some centrist views. I don't fucking know, but like a lot of times when I fucking hear that, I just think bullshit, bro. Bullshit. You're trying to fucking appease everybody. I'm not saying there's just two sides of every fucking issue, like left and right, or all that shit. There's a lot of fucking shades of gray. I just think a lot of centrists are full of shit. But like, as a fucking left-leaning dude, I don't even think like my views are that fucking crazy. Hey, you're gay? Yeah, get married. You're trans? Fucking great. Should be allowed to fucking play sports and not be fucked with. Abortion? Yes. It's fucking healthcare. Fuck off. And those are just a few fucking examples. So, like, if you asked me, Chris Johnson, if Chris Johnson was interested in dating anybody, and I gotta be honest, like, I think I said this in a recent podcast. Like, if I'm interested enough in somebody or something, I would do that. I'm not fucking interested in anybody, and I don't give much of a fuck. But let's say that I was. If I fucking found out that you are a fucking conservative or Republican, I'm not fucking dating you. I'd rather rip my dick off and throw it in the river. Like, it's fucking insane to me. Not a fucking chance. Not a fucking chance. And people are like, oh, well, you can't fucking disagree with somebody. No, we can disagree, but we can't disagree that gay rights aren't human rights. You know what I'm saying? We can't disagree on that. People like to pretend that, like, that shit is negotiable. It's not fucking negotiable. We're not talking about, like, you know, what percent that you think the corporation should be taxed at and all that shit, and what percent of the fucking tax revenue should go to fucking roads. Like, we can disagree on that. We can disagree on, like, normal human things. But if you want to fucking tell me that two gay people can't get married, if you're in Florida, you can't, like, put a picture of your fucking gay spouse up in a fucking classroom, then you can suck my balls. I don't want anything to fucking do with you. And guess what, man? People on the left don't have those fucking beliefs. The people that I fucking talk to and I'm close with don't have those fucking beliefs. Listen, you want to support a fucking reality TV show fascist? Then I don't want to fucking date you. I don't want to fucking talk to you. Eat shit. Like, a lot of times people are like, hey man, I want to date somebody with the same values. But then out of the other side of their mouth, they're like, you're not going to fucking date me because of my fucking politics? Yes! You're 100% fucking correct. Because that is your fucking values. That is what you fucking believe. That is your belief system. Like, people want to fucking hide behind that. People want to make disgusting decisions and have fucking horrible views. And then when they're called out on it, they want to be like, well, it's just my politics. Okay, well, your politics are fucking disgusting. And by extension, you're fucking disgusting. So why the fuck would I want to spend time with your fucking ass? People are looking for those with, like, similar beliefs and like, hey, I want to get along with somebody and like, are we going to click? But then they're stunned when somebody like me won't date somebody who voted for fucking Donald Trump. Like, what are you shitting me? Donald Trump is a piece of shit human being. He's fucking garbage. And the fucking sycophants that support this guy blow my fucking mind. So no, I don't want to be a part of that shit. Some people will be like, well, there's fucking crazy people on the left too. I'm sure there are, but they're way fucking less offensive to me. They don't really have much to do with my day-to-day life. I don't really give a fuck about them. But either way, I side with those fucking polls. They don't fucking surprise me in the fucking least. And if you got a problem with that, suck my dick. Or don't, I don't know. Let me check your affiliation first, politically. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays with two new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcast and Google Podcast. Maybe, I don't know. Google Podcast is getting fixed. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, any podcasting site really. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hate You, Instagram at maybe 5 minutes, and I'm going to put this cast in my Facebook timeline so you can catch me there too.